William Faulkner, 1897 to 1962, created characters that represented various levels of a single region, the South. Two themes come through: a dislike for the post-war world and a belief in the value of art. Faulkner's later works introduce certain experimental features, such as the use of a limited point of view. This is seen in The Sound and the Fury, where each person sees reality only in his or her own way. Each lives in his or her own world, completely separated from the others. Faulkner's special technique of narration is another experimental feature. The reader is placed in the middle of a story without any preparation. He must put together the facts of the story himself, since the author doesn't help him. Because of these and other experimental techniques, it can be hard to read a Faulkner novel. John Steinbeck, 1902 to 1968, saw the conditions around him and wanted to get it all down on paper. In all his novels, Steinbeck combines a naturalistic view of the world with a deep sympathy for people and the human condition. He searches for the elements in human nature which are common to all people. Usually, he finds them in the family, the group, or the nation, rather than in the individual. Steinbeck's finest novel is considered to be The Grapes of Wrath. There, his characters are larger than life. He is not simply describing the experiences of a single family or individuals. He is really telling the story of a great national tragedy through the experiences of that one family. The Jodes, a family of farmers, must leave Oklahoma because of the great Dust Bowl disaster. They go to California, where they work as fruit pickers. There, they experience the hatred and violence of the large California landowners. Steinbeck's description of this social injustice shocked the nation. In time, laws were passed to help people like the Jodes. The literary interest of the book, however, is in its descriptions of the daily heroism of ordinary people. Other works of Steinbeck include East of Eden, a modern parallel of the Bible story about Cain and Abel, and Travels with Charlie. World War II, 1939 to 1945, marked a clear division between the old and the new in American society and the nation's literature. A population explosion after the war, the baby boom, resulted in more crowded living conditions, greater consumption of natural resources. It also meant the rise in environmental pollution, more crime and violence, and increasing racial tensions. Many authors angrily criticized the social injustices. Others wrote out of the feelings of despair, questioning whether humanity could survive the destruction and violence that seemed a natural part of the modern world. Some of the distinct literary movements in post-war America included the writings of Jewish authors, blacks, and women feminists. One of the most notable post-war Jewish writers is Saul Bellow, 1915 to present. Bellow wrote philosophical novels about the conflict between traditional Jewish life and modern non-Jewish American society. Several black writers came to prominence with their non-fictional works about black life in America. Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison, 1914 to present, has been regarded by many as the greatest post-war novel in this category. Alex Haley, 1921 to 1992, became famous with his work Roots, where he traced 200 years of his family history from Africa to the United States. The women's liberation movement of the 1960s and 1970s inspired many fiction and non-fiction books. The most influential non-fiction work attacking male exploitation of women is The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan, 1921 to present, and Sexual Politics by Kate Miller, 1934 to present. Poetry and drama. American poetry suffered a sharp decline for about 20 years after Walt Whitman died in 1892. In 1912, Harriet Munro, 1860 to 1936, paved the way for a vigorous revival when she founded Poetry. It was a magazine of verse, one of the first magazines devoted exclusively to poetry. it soon became her rallying point for some of the greatest poets of the 1900s. Robert Frost, 1874 to 1963, is one of America's most beloved poets. His poems have a simple and readable style, but they delve deeply into human psychology. Such poems as Mending Wall and Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening are modern classics. Urza Pound, 1885 to 1972, and T.S. Eliot, 1888 to 1965, wanted to break with tradition and experimented with the form and content of their works. Some of these new works are highly symbolic and can be difficult to understand. T.S. Eliot spent many years in England and also made a significant contribution to British poetry. Among his best-known works is The Wasteland. After World War II, a number of new poets adopted a very personal, confessional style. Sylvia Plath, 1932 to 1963, ranks as the best-known confessional poet. Plath's fame, which came largely after her suicide, resulted from intense, powerful poems in Ariel and other collections. Allen Ginsberg, 1926 to 1997, belonged to the Beats, or Beatniks, group of writers and poets who condemned middle-class American life as morally bankrupt. They praised individualism as the highest human goal. His book, Howl and Other Poems, was a violent but skillfully written protest against social injustice. American drama lagged far behind other literary forms. Eugene O'Neill, 1888 to 1953, revolutionized the theatre with his realistic themes and daring stage techniques. He won national and international fame in 1920 with Beyond the Horizon, a brutally realistic play. His later works include symbolic tragedies, such as The Hairy Ape, and penetrating psychological dramas, such as Mourning Becomes Electra. The musical comedy, a distinctly American form of drama, has never lost its popularity. Richard Rodgers, 1902 to 1979, and Oscar Hammerstein II, 1895 to 1960, wrote South Pacific and The King and I. Among the most famous and popular musicals belong My Fair Lady by Frederick Lowe, 1904 to present, or Hello Dolly by Jerry Herman, 1932 to present, and Michael Stewart, 1929 to present. We should also mention authors at the end of the last century. Michael Crichton became famous with his science fiction. The best known are Jurassic Park and Timeline. Everybody knows the master of horror, Stephen King, and his classic book, Carrie. Arthur Haley wrote novels mainly from the background of the professions of journalism, doctors, pilots, and others. Erich Siegel wrote many novels. The best known is Love Story.